Srimati Radharani, Sri Krishna, and all mothers. So I'm just going to chant this verse, read the translation, and there's a one paragraph purport. Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Maya Vesha Manoje Mam, Nitya Yukta Upasate, Shradaya Parayo Petas, Teme Yukta Tamamataha. The translation is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, those who fix their minds on my personal form and are always engaged in worshiping me with great and transcendental faith are considered by me to be the most perfect. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In answer to Arjuna's question, Krishna clearly says that he who concentrates upon his personal form and who worships him with faith and devotion is to be considered most perfect in yoga. For one in such Krishna consciousness, there are no material activities because everything is done for Krishna. A pure devotee is constantly engaged. Sometimes he chants, sometimes he hears or reads books about Krishna, or sometimes he cooks prasadam or goes to the marketplace to purchase something for Krishna. Or sometimes he washes the temple or the dishes. Whatever he does not let a single moment pass without devoting his activities to Krishna. Such action is in full samadhi. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaman Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacharishatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this chapter it was begun by an inquiry by Arjuna. And he was asking Krishna which is considered more perfect, those who engage in devotional service or those who worship the impersonal Brahman. Those, in other words, those who are personalists, who believe in the Supreme Lord as the personality, Godhead Krishna, or those who worship Krishna's impersonal aspect. So which is better or which is more perfect? Or most perfect. And so Krishna answers in this text that those who fix their mind on Krishna's personal form and engage in worshiping him with love and devotion and serve him with love and devotion and faith, they are considered to be the most perfect. So we know that the best worshiper of Krishna is his eternal feminine aspect, Srimati Radharani. So she is the best, most perfect worshiper of Krishna, Radha. Right? She's worshiping, always serving and worshiping. And all the different feminine aspects of Godhead come from her, all of femininity, all motherhood, all these aspects, right, coming from Srimati Radharani. And of course, all of us are parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Godhead Krishna. So all of us, no matter if we're a mother or not tonight, we can identify with this understanding of a devotional service, because we're all part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, who is the supreme exemplar of serving with love. Who can serve better than Radha and Krishna and their devotees? So they know all about this loving service. So we're all coming from that. This is our origin, you could say, although we're without beginning and without end in terms of our eternality, right? So this is the answer to Arjuna's question. And so devotion and love are always the answer. Personality, personalism, it's always the answer when it comes to relationships. And this world, they say that in the material world there's no relationship closer to pure love than the relationship of the mother and the child, or a person who is taking care of a dependent, could be someone who's in that mood of motherly affection and giving to the dependent great nourishment and love. So mother and child, in that mood, nothing is closer, it's explained, in this world. So we get a glimpse in the material world of this motherhood, this devotion, this love, this deep, most heartfelt feeling of relationship. So we're very fortunate to be able to glimpse that. And one interesting thing, when I was first here in the temple back in the mid-70s, one thing that really struck me very much, observing the devotees and their relationships, one of the things that struck me so deeply was the relationship between the devotee mothers and their children. I was very, very struck by this, mainly because in the material world, unless the mother has that devotional understanding, sometimes the dealings are not so God-centered. Sometimes they're quite harsh, and even unfortunately, sometimes they're abusive. So to see these dealings that were between devotee mothers and their children was, to me, so extraordinary. It was very touching. It was a great lesson. To me, it taught me very strikingly that when Krishna is the center of a relationship and devotion is the center, and selflessness and love are there, and one is unmotivated in terms of the relationship, it is the most wonderful thing to experience. And I was very, very appreciative of that example that I saw, and it kept with me. You know how some things, they make a sanskar or impression on the heart. They make a very deep impression. So that was a very deep initial impression of devotee relationships. So we can see that when Krishna manifests his pastimes in this world, he also comes with his entourage and his parents and friends, family members, and gopas, gopis, Jashoda, Mother Jashoda, Nanda Maharaj, his father and mother. Krishna is without father and mother, of course, because he's God and he's unborn. But just for the beauty of his pastimes and for the pleasure of his devotees, he manifests these relationships, including the relationship of son to mother, son to father. And we see that Mother Jashoda, she had such intense love for baby Krishna
and Krishna as he's growing up, of course. And in that pastime, you can read about it in Krishna book, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. You can experience this kind of a devotee relationship. Bhagavatam is full of Krishna's relationships with his devotees. And this particular relationship of Mother Yashoda with Krishna is very powerful. And you can learn a lot from it. You can learn to go to the deepest, most innermost core of your soul and appreciate the greatest qualities that everybody in the material world is seeking. They're all seeking this love. And so that is there, right, in the soul. And because we're all part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, that means that he and all his devotees and associates have this deepest love and devotion. And it says that if you associate with someone, then you will become like them. So just by hearing about these personalities or reading about them, if you have the time to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna book, or hear about these pastimes, then you're actually associating with these persons. So on Mother's Day, there are many, many, many mothers in the Srimad Bhagavatam that you may associate with and imbibe their qualities, right? Many of you know Queen Kunti, right? Mother Kunti, the mother of the Pandavas. And certainly, if you know a little bit about the history, you'll so much appreciate her nature. And just by remembering her, you yourself will feel the increase of devotion in your heart. And even if you've never heard about her or you know very little of her, just by hearing her name, Queen Kunti, you are already on your way to attaining more love and devotion. Just by hearing her name. She is such a great personality. So all these personalities, they're ultimately coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Radha, and Krishna. And you see, of course, we have Radha and Govinda here. So Srimati Radharani, she is so much caring that all the living entities offer service to the Lord and the Lord's devotees, and ultimately to all living entities that she so much cares about. So on Mother's Day, if you want to somehow or other please the Supreme Mother, then she or any of the expansions of Radharani, like Lakshmi Devi, all the Lakshmis, all the queens. If you know a little bit about Krishna's pastimes, there's many pastimes with Krishna in Dwarka, with the queens of Dwarka, his wives. And then there's wonderful pastimes where Krishna expands as Vishnu expansions and Narayan expansions, and there's many Lakshmis, the wives of the Lord and his associates. So all, and the gopis, of course, all of these personalities and all living entities, expansions of the Lord. And this family of devotees is based on this personalism, based on devotion and based on love, based on the Supreme Motherhood, the Supreme Fatherhood, you see, and based on our getting free from the burden of material consciousness in this world just by associating with them. So on special days like this, we can make the connection, make the Krishna connection on Father's Day, Mother's Day, birthday, any day, right? Any day you can make that connection. And how can we do it on a practical level? It's really nice how in the purport here, Prabhupada gives some very practical advice. And when you read this advice, it will remind you of many things that your mother did, or you know other mothers did, constantly serving their family and others. And so in that way, they are devotees of their family, and hopefully, ultimately, devotees of the Lord. So Prabhupada saying that these devotees, they are constantly engaged. Many of us can recall our mothers being constantly engaged. They always say, mother's work is never done, right? So, and the spiritual level, engagement never stops. Radharani's engagement and service, all the mothers in the spiritual sky, Jashoda, Mother Jashoda, Krishna's mother, her engagement for serving Krishna and her family, it never stops. Not once. Not for one second. So some of the engagements that we can engage in, like these mothers do is we can chant, we can hear. Prabhupada said we can read books about Krishna. Right? Many mothers here have done that with their children, read the Krishna pastimes to their children. Or sometimes cook, right? Or go to the marketplace to purchase something for Krishna. Right? Many of us remember going, or still go, and help with our mother purchasing to make an offering to Krishna. Sometimes washing the temple and the dishes. Washing, always cleaning and washing, making everything nice for the family and for the Lord. So whatever is done by such mothers or devotees, they don't let a single moment pass without devoting their activities to Krishna. Right? So in this way, many, many personalities in this world would love to be able to do this, not let a moment pass without desiring to serve the Lord, to actually devote everything to the Lord. We may not be doing that right now, but certainly we desire to do this. And this is the nature of a mother. This is the nature of the personality of Godhead, Radha Govinda. Constantly engaged in enjoying in the spiritual world, but at the same time concerned about all their parts and parcels and wanting them to also enjoy in service. So what we're talking about here is the very heart of motherhood, the very heart of being a person. All of us are sharing in this today. The heart of it all is who you are beyond the body, right? The eternal soul. But getting even more than just beyond the body is understanding that we have feelings, we have thinking, feeling, willing, emotions, desires, we want to act, all these things. So all of these things are meant to have a single focus, which is Krishna consciousness. And this is the essence of a true mother, right? This is the essence of a true devotee. This is the essence of every soul. This is the essence of everyone here. So this is our connection with Mother's Day. This is our connection with Supreme Personality of Godhead, Radha and Govinda. So we may think, well, you know, I have a lot of varied activities during the day, and, you know, it's not really practical to be so conscious. But one thing is, if our heartfelt feelings are to do good, right, to be Krishna conscious, we can remember Arjuna, the son of this great mother, Kunti. And even though he was on the battlefield, and he's getting these instructions here in the Gita from Krishna, he always kept in his heart that I'm going to serve my Lord with love, even as a military man on the battlefield doing my duty. And so he may not have been, you know, sitting down on his chariot chanting his japa. He was there with his bows and arrows, and he was doing his duty, just like someone's at their computer or whatever they're doing at work, right? But in the heart is that desire to serve the Lord with love. So that mood, it never leaves you. It stays there in the heart, and it's cultivated. So just like our mothers, they cultivated us in this lifetime. And now maybe some of us have our mothers still here, or some have left. But one thing is, we always have the spiritual family, the spiritual community, and spiritual society. That we always have. We always have Krishna. We always have Srimati Radharani. So sometimes we think, oh, it's so sad, you know. Like my mother, she's not physically present in that same body now. But I always have Srimati Radharani. And I always have all these mothers here. And so many personalities in this spiritual family. So in that way, we can appreciate that we're never alone. We're never without family members, right? And we're never really able to fully comprehend completely the quality of spiritual motherhood and spiritual relationships. They're always increasing and always growing. The love between Krishna and Mother Jasoda is always increasing and always growing. It never, ever stops. It's an amazing thing. In this material world, we always see the beginning and the end to all activities. If we see the activity all the way through, we'll see the beginning and the end. But in spiritual life, it, like Prabhupada says in this purport here, you're constantly engaged, right? So sometimes we think, well, I need a vacation, you know? It's like all the time engagement, engagement, engagement in this world. But even when someone is involved in a little break or a little recreation, there's always that mood in the heart. I'm part and parcel of Krishna. Just like a mother, she never forgets her children. Wherever she is, whatever she's doing, you know, that's always in the heart. Never forgotten. And it's always there. So for us, whatever we're doing, wherever we are, it never needs to be forgotten, that relationship with Radha and Krishna, and with all living entities. And we may think, well, seems like, you know, my love is not there, or I would like to have pure love, but it seems rather hopeless. But the thing is, once you know who you really are, you read about the real nature of yourself, the soul, then you appreciate that if this is really who I am, that it just means I need to get rid of the temporary amnesia or forgetfulness, right? So whatever we do as we come together here is meant to help us to get rid of that forgetfulness, right? It's very rare when a mother will forget any of her children or her family. Usually it's some aberration or disease or dementia, or, you know, like some of the elderly may experience some forgetfulness because of that kind of karma. But generally, that forgetfulness is never there. Love is always there in the heart. So the same thing with Radha and Krishna, Radha and Govinda. They never forget. And even though we may forget, they never forget us. And so they make arrangements for all the souls to get out of this forgetfulness and appreciate that relationship that is there. So this 12th chapter, we'll be studying it. It gives us a lot of insight into devotion. Srimati Radharani Bhakti Devi, she personifies devotion, mercy, compassion, love. And these are all natural qualities of motherhood. This is natural motherhood, you know, that we're talking about. And all of these qualities are also qualities of the soul. So everyone here has all of those qualities. And a lot of these qualities we learn from our mothers, grandmothers, fathers, brothers, right, friends. We've learned a lot of these qualities from them. And But there's something very striking of what we learn from the mother. Just like someone may say, well, I was home and I had a really nice home-cooked meal, and there's just nothing like it. And so we think, well, why is that? And everyone knows, well, a mother has devotion for her family and love, so therefore that meal is imbued with that devotion and that love. So everyone knows these general examples of how in family life the devotion is imparted to the family members. So for mothers, fathers, for children, friends, this is what keeps us together. This is kind of like the binding force, is the devotion and the love. That's why there's a lot of chaos and difficulty in society today, a lot of dissatisfaction and frustration, because of this binding force, this true essence of the soul is not being experienced by the souls. And in families where there's difficulties, sometimes we can see it's because we need to express this love. And so we thank all the mothers today for all of that love, and ultimately we're thanking Radha and Govinda, Srimati Radharani, for imparting so much love we cannot even conceive of how much she imparts. And so tonight what we want to do is share in this devotional activity of hearing and chanting that Prabhupada was saying we can do as devotees of the Lord. And we want to involve some mothers and daughters in this hearing and chanting. We want to involve a couple, well, three generations. Meenakshi Devi and her mother are here. And Padmakshi, we know as Nanu, Meenakshi's daughter. So here we've got grandma and mother and daughter. Right? So these three generations, Rasa Gyaprabhu's family. So they're going to give to you the wonderful spiritual experience of Radha and Krishna through the holy names, right? Spiritual motherhood, spiritual fatherhood, coming from the holy names of Krishna. So we want to get ready for them to chant for the pleasure of Radha and Govinda and the deities and for all the people here. And please, everyone, chant with them. And thanks to all our mothers again. Thanks to Srila Prabhupada for helping us to see very deeply the significance of spiritual family life and devotional motherhood. So all glories to Bhagavad Gita as it is, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada.